We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Great 3 hours together with everybody across North America. Horowitz and McKeon producing the show back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Fass with another update. A final 50 minutes together. We've been talking about the Super Bowl coming up later tonight for those of you on the East Coast. Tomorrow, for those of you on the West Coast, who do you like in the game and why? I'm going Niners, most complete team in the NFL. They have ran the ball 75% of the time in their two playoff wins. That's telling the other team you can't stop us. So if you line it up, and my buddies have always said how they like to pick games, and I really like this philosophy. How many of your guys would play for the other team, and vice versa? So obviously Mahomes could start for any NFL team. He's better than Jimmy G, obviously. Tyreek Hill, his speed, as fast maybe as anybody who's ever played the game. Kelce versus Kittle, is it a wash right now? I think we would say that. Offensive line, maybe a wash or a little bit better on the Niners side, led by Staley. Better defensive line, I'd go Niners. Better linebackers, Niners. Better secondary, Niners. And a better head coach, obviously, you'd say Andy Reid. So you start doing that math, and that's why I just complete team, the Niners. That's why I'm going with them. There is that pulsing, oh my, Bill, you're going against Mahomes. I will admit that's there. So I need your pick. We did touch on Brady about an hour ago that, you know, reports of him being seen in Nashville. Titans have a lot. Just the play action with Henry. Just think about that. And he's not washed up. I'm not buying that. So where do you think, though, he's going to play this fall? You can answer those two questions in regards to the NFL. And then off the death of Kobe and the other eight people in that helicopter last Sunday, including his daughter, that hashtag girl dad has been everywhere on the social networks. So over the last 3 hours, we've been paying tribute to daughters. You can tell a story about your daughter. We've had emotional ones. We've had ones that have made us laugh. So we've used the show tonight to celebrate the girl dads out there. So join in at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. I've been reading a ton of tweets. Thank you so much for the photos of you with your daughter, and I'm sharing them, and it's been fantastic. It has been emotional, but also a connecting path to the audience. Woody Stewart is listening in Alexandria, Virginia, and he tweeted, "Had Saturday huge, a little photo. This is my daughter, Lily. She is currently 4.5 and is just over 2 years cancer-free. Seeing the tribute video Friday night, I was moved to tears thinking of all Lily has overcome and how much I appreciate the time we have. I am a hashtag girl dad and glad this is a thing." And he included a photo of his daughter with thumbs up. Looks like she's in a doctor's office. Thank you, Woody Stewart. And so glad that your daughter, Lily, is 2 years cancer-free. 4.5. And half her life, she has fought cancer. You want perspective? That's what it's all about. So join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. AV in New Jersey, I appreciate you hanging around. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, hi. I'm calling the Lions fan. I was wondering what you think about Tua Tagovailoa, the Lions rumors. Is it like just trying to get a trade, or think I actually take him?
Well, you know, and thank you, AV, for listening in Jersey. Tua's family reportedly said that they don't want Detroit to take him. You have Matt Stafford, who missed half the year. They're paying him $30 million, broken bones in his back. Is he one hit away like Romo from not playing again? You're the Lions. Do you think you're close, even though this is going to be a playing meaningful game season for Matt Patricia, the Lions head coach, and Bob Quinn, the GM? A lot of people are putting it out there that, hey, the Lions coaching staff was in Mobile like Shanahan and the Niners a year ago, and they could be the team a year from now in the Super Bowl. Okay, they've won one playoff game since 91. Not happening. Matt Patricia is Josh McDaniels, and he is not ready, nor do I believe he will ever be a successful head coach. This learning on the job in the NFL, it isn't college football. Oh, we need a culture. You had 9-7 talent when you took over, 6-10, 3-12-1. I doubt they're going to draft Tua, because if they're in a must-win year, they're not going to take a young quarterback. It's probably Okuda, the tight end from Ohio State, Derek Brown, lineman from Auburn, that's my guess, somebody who can help them immediately, and probably the shutdown corner, because those are tough to come by in the NFL, and Okuda from Ohio State, I would fit that. I just, you know, they're going nowhere with Patricia. Tell me a Bill Belichick disciple, a coach under his tree in New England who has been successful as a head coach. A lot of, you know, did Vrabel, Horowitz, somebody brought this up on my statewide show Friday. Did Vrabel coach or just play for Belichick?
Just played. He went under Bill O'Brien's staff.
That's what I thought, yeah. Right, so he went to Houston. He just played for Belichick. So you've had who? Charlie Weiss? Oh, yeah. Ask Notre Dame and Kansas how that panned out.
Romeo Crennel,
who's a better coordinator. Weiss, a better coordinator.
McDaniels, who failed in Denver.
Oh, horribly. Patricia, who's, I don't know how you can use the phrase, running the Lions into the ground when they've never lifted off. You have Patricia. McDaniels seems to be afraid to take a head coaching job, right? He looked like he was going to take the Colts job before Frank Wright. Yeah, I just, you know, that, I think Brady, the potential separation is it one-sided, two-sided? Is it Jimmy Jones or Jimmy Johnson? Well, Jimmy Jones was the clone that they had in a Dallas lab, Jerry Jones and Jimmy Johnson. Is it both of them wanting to show, I can do it without you? And like the end of relationships, it happens. I don't know. Tua, they're not going to draft him. And now here's what's interesting. There's talk that if Tua, you know, and he did the circuit at, you know, Radio Row and Super Bowl and doing all the interviews. If he is cleared to be ready to go 100% healthy, there's some talk that there might be a run above the Lions to number two with the Redskins, but I don't see Rivera giving up Chase Young. Do you, Horowitz, at all? A defensive-minded guy, a former NFL linebacker, giving up a chance for a franchise player like Chase Young? I don't see that.
No, especially in that division, which is built around the run.
No way. And the Bengals have already said that, you know, there's no way they, with Joe Burrow sitting there. So now you're the Lions. Part of me says if you're in the win-now mentality and you hope Stafford stays healthy or you're dead in the water, that you trade the 3 pick, you bump down to 7, 5, 6, 7, 8, and you get a Jerry Jeudy and you get a speed separation guy. Because you look at the Chiefs, and nothing against the year Frank Clark has had or anything. You look at the Chiefs, and the first two names that come to mind, three, would be Mahomes, Kelsey, and Tyreek Hill, right? If we all would talk about the Chiefs. You go and talk about the Niners, and it's Jimmy G, it's Bosa, it's Kittle, right? And Sherman, names that pop up. So if you're in, if you're Patricia and Bob Quinn, the Lions GM, and you're in a meaningful games in December type of year, which means you have to be at least 9-7 because that wasn't good enough for Jim Caldwell, as Bob Quinn said when he fired him 2 years ago. How are you going to get there? Shut down corner? Or you add Jerry Jeudy, trade down, somebody grabs two at three, trades up for him, and you're able to take the fastest receiver. Stafford can throw the deep ball. Daryl Bevel, the coordinator, likes to take shots down the field. They were very productive on offense the first eight games. It was the defense that went from 10th to like 31st in the NFL in Detroit. So you get a separator like Jeudy. If you're playing to win this year, Stafford's going into year 12. What do you do? I'm for the trade down, bulk up the offense, and say we're going to go win with offense. That would be my philosophy. And if Tua's healthy, who jumps up at three and wants him? Who's first on that list? Is it Miami, just making sure he doesn't go elsewhere? I don't know. I mean, now they're saying there's a potential for, what, five quarterbacks in the Love from Utah State, Eason. You could have Tua. You got Burrow, obviously, going number one. You got Herbert from Oregon. So you're going to get some jockey. So Detroit could maybe get something and move down and get a Jeudy and pray to God that Matt Stafford's healthy. I still would take Tom Brady in Detroit for 2 years, trade Stafford, but then you're going to get hit with, you know, depending on when you release him, salary cap money. Now, this draft is going to be really interesting. I know it. 1 and 2 look locked and done with Burrow and Chase Young, but I think the positioning for players and from what position you go after, that April draft is going to be really good conversation now until April. And we still have the Super Bowl coming up later tonight. Let's go to Ryan in San Diego. Thanks for the wait. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Nice. Good evening. I'm thinking Niners just because, like you'd said, it seems like every position set, they're pretty darn good, except for that QB spot, so that's the wild card. But I was really calling about my daughters. I'm about to have a third girl, and I've got my last name, Schoenweiss, and that is just a crazy last name. I really wanted to pass it to a boy, and I love sports. And so I've been feeling this weirdness ever since I knew I was having another girl. But I just love having daughters. They're a pleasure. I have a 6- and a 2-year-old now. And to see Kobe's interactions and his relationship with that middle one is just something that's got me thinking a lot lately. And couldn't be a sadder situation with all that. But how about those Aztecs, huh? The Aztecs for San Diego State?
Well, yeah, I mean, they, you know, it looks like it would be tough for them not to end up being a one seed at worst, yeah, right, in the tournament.
I think they're going to run the table, baby. I think that was a pretty big test tonight because Utah State was supposed to have won the conference this year. So
yeah, college basketball is wide open. I saw, you know, Creighton drill Villanova. Thank you, Ryan, out in San Diego. Appreciate the input. At college basketball, we were talking about, okay, who looks like they're world beaters? Auburn had a nice win against Kentucky. Michigan State loses at Wisconsin. Creighton wins at Villanova. Baylor, San Diego State are, you know, Gonzaga. That's going to be a good tournament when we get to March. I love it. You want to join in a couple segments together, your Super Bowl pick. Where do you think Brady plays in the fall? And shout-outs to daughters with that hashtag girl dad that we're doing on the radio. You can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Huge is America's voice on sports. This is the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
I just saw the highlights of San Diego State. We just had the caller from San Diego on 80-68 over Utah State. They're now 23-0. Man, they got Kansas. I'll tell you what, all these FBI wiretaps and all these coaches who are just still walking around coaching, it's embarrassment to the NCAA. Speaking of the NCAA, I did see the story that the Big Ten is supporting what may be an NCAA proposal that all athletes will get a one-time transfer, no strings attached, to any school. Can you imagine that mess? As somebody pointed out in the article on Twitter, you'll get re-recruitments behind closed doors, back door, back room of existing players. And if every player gets a one-time transfer and a coach leaves, I doubt they could follow the coach, but you could just completely wipe out a program. I don't like that idea. I really don't. You know, I get coaches are free to move, and I think a lot of this is about coaches, right? But you know what you're getting into. You know, I believe you should never be, and they're talking anywhere, so in conference. I mean, this is, it could be such a mess. I don't get why the transfer rules right now are that bad. You get the graduate transfer rule. Most now will allow you to transfer, but not in conference. And you can't follow an assistant coach or a head coach to another school who coached at your school. If they give this unlimited, I don't know. We'll see what happens. A lot of it could be talk to create conversation. Speaking of that, we do have our huge questions of the night. You can answer them. Chiefs or Niners, who wins the Super Bowl and why? Where will Tom Brady play this fall? And the hashtag girl dad all week long, celebrating father-daughter relationships. Tribute to Kobe and those on that helicopter that crashed. Give me your story about your daughter, or give her a shout out. And if she's listening or lives far away from you, XM Sirius Channel 206 is a CBS Sports Radio channel and CBSSportsRadio.com. You can listen live. Let's go to... And we lost Eli in Dallas. Okay. Thank you, Eli in Dallas. Other comments coming in. Larry says, hey, Huge, I've been a Miami Dolphins fan since 1982. Diehard Dolphins fan. I just hope with every fiber in my body we don't take that injury-prone flash in the pan waiting to happen by the name of Tua. If he's cleared healthy, he's no flash in the pan. If he's healthy, he's a special cat. Matter of fact, if he doesn't go down, you have to wonder with that talent they had at wide receiver, that talent they had at running back, if Alabama wouldn't have won the national championship. With Tua healthy, do they run the table? That would have been interesting. Or at least get to the title game. So even with losing to LSU, if they would have got to the title game, even with one loss, they could have been that fourth team. Just how things can change with one game. Jake McDonald tweets out Saturday, Huge, you're the man, Huge, love your show. Scott Gammon. Tweets from Maryland. At Saturday, Huge, Kansas City wins in a shootout. That is my Huge prediction. And Bob Gilbert is listening in Chicago on AM 670. The Score. He comments, not a father, but an uncle of a beautiful 3-year-old niece. She has brought so much joy into my life. Thank you, Bob Gilbert, listening on AM 670, The Score in Chicago. I want to give Mitch Rosen and the crew a shout out there in the Windy City. We will have one final segment here on Super Bowl Sunday now on the East Coast. So I need your pick, Niners or Chiefs. I've told you I'm going with the Niners. Where will Tom Brady play this fall? And we'll do one last segment across the U.S. and Canada with shout-outs to the daughters. You can do that at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Also had Horowitz tell me that somebody connected to the movie business left him a message for that caller we had from Tennessee who lost his daughter in a car accident, and she was a screenwriter, Steve in Knoxville, and they're going to connect. Horowitz reached out to Steve, and they'll connect. And I told him I'd also do it with a few people I know in the business. So to me, that makes for the perfect show. So to the callers online, we'll get to your huge predictions on the big game. We'll do that in a few moments.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
We are back live across North America, something we do each and every Saturday night. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine. McKeon and Horowitz are back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Final segment to give a shout out to your daughter, that hashtag girl dad tribute to everybody. Kobe and his daughter and the others on that helicopter really went viral over the last 72 hours. And I was listening to Jody Mack on CBS Sports Radio, who was doing the shift before I came on. And I heard him talking about his daughter, and I said, you know what? I'm going to let the audience pay tribute to their daughters, not just in sports. It could be life, could be the connection that a dad makes with his daughter, and it's unique. And then when they become a teenager, it becomes challenging. Then people tell me after they're done being a teenager and they're in their early 20s, they reconnect. And you have these wonderful relationships with your kids. And you get the father-son thing. But how often do dads get a chance to just tell the world how proud they are of their daughters? So we're doing that. You can join in. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. I need your Super Bowl prediction. Who wins, Niners or the Chiefs? Where will Brady play this year in the NFL? And I'll get Horowitz's Super Bowl prediction along with McKeon. They're good guys back at CBS. 1-855-212-4227 and at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Skip in Milwaukee, thanks for the wait. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, good evening, Huge. Hey, it's good to listen to you again. Not too long ago, not to say that you and I are old, but I used to hear you all the time when you were working in a city about 90 miles south of Milwaukee.
You're talking about AM 1000 when I was on in Chicago.
Yeah, oh yeah, I listen to you guys all the time, especially the week of when the Packers and Bears played. Oh yeah, yep. You guys, I listen to you a lot, and I'm glad I can listen to you. Somewhere else, which is, where you are now. So it's great to hear your voice and all that stuff. Thanks for taking my call. I just, I think the 49ers are going to win. I mean, what they did 2 weeks ago, what were the odds, Huge, of, somebody would have told you, Huge, Garoppolo's going to throw 8 passes, and he's only going to throw for 77 yards, and the San Francisco 49ers are going to wipe out the Packers.
Yeah, you would have thought that the Packers blow them out. And what's interesting, Skip, is that I saw the blip on CBS Sports Network the Niners in their playoff wins over two pretty good defensive units in the Vikings and the Packers ran the ball 75% of the time. How about that?
Yeah, well, you know, and the thing is, you know, like somebody said, you know, Super Bowls are won whoever controls a defensive line. And you look at the 49ers defensive line and their defense, I just think they're going to find a way to overcome Kansas City's offense, just like what happened last year in the Super Bowl with New England. I would be very happy for Andy Reid if Kansas City won the Super Bowl, because had Ron Wolf hired him 20 years ago instead of letting him go to Philadelphia after Holmgren left, he would have won a Super Bowl in Green Bay. Okay, not bring back the what if game or whatever. But I would be happy for Andy Reid, but I just think, you know, Garoppolo. Bill Belichick obviously was in love with Garoppolo, and he wanted him to stay in New England. And I think Garoppolo would have won Super Bowls in New England eventually. Okay, but now he's going to win them in San Francisco, along with that defense. So, and speaking of, you mentioned where Tom Brady's going to end up. He should resign with New England. If he does not, he's going to play in a state where he was born. I think the Los Angeles Chargers.
All right. Well, Skip, thank you for listening. Thanks for the love in Milwaukee. Yeah, I remember my Chicago days. And we're heard now in Chicago on AM 670, The Score, and also in Milwaukee. Yeah, I was in Chicago 98 till 2001 on AM 1000 with Luke Kanellis, who's on Fox Chicago. Good run. I was a single guy living downtown Chicago. Back to back, my two cities were Austin for 2.5 years, Austin, Texas, and downtown Chicago. Amazing. Two of the best cities in America. You want to join in? I need your Super Bowl prediction. Where do you think Tom Brady will play this fall in the NFL? And shout outs to your daughter. Last 10 minutes to get in on that at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. And I'll read the tweets over the last hour at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Bud in Palm Desert, thank you for the wait. And you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Huge. How you doing?
Doing good, Bud.
I know you're talking about screenplays tonight. And funny enough, I used to be a Jerry Springer producer. And along with a couple of former producers, we just written a book and a screenplay about how wild the show was. And I know that's the area you were in Chicago is probably your neighbor. I used to live at the Grand Ohio downtown. You know,
yeah, I used to live down at 1133 Dearborn. Was Springer, was that all real or staged?
That's what the book's talking about. I can't reveal it yet, but here's the funny story. What went on the show, what was behind the scenes of the show was 10 times more wild than what you saw on TV. That's what the book's about, what the movie's about.
So who's the former? Truth. Who's the former? Is it Steve, the former security guy?
He fits right into the story, too. Again, I'm not going to give out these details, but he's there's a lot of good stories about Steve in there, too.
Who's playing Jerry Springer in the movie?
We have to figure that out. That's why I wanted to plug it. We just finished the book, and we're going to try to get a screenplay out of the book, but I just wanted to mention on your show, I know you said you have to come to some contacts. If anybody wants to contact me, I'll give Horowitz my information, because you know, Springer has been a big story for 30 years. I think behind the scenes of the show would be a great movie. It's called.
All right, well, you give him, hey, give him your email, and we'll do that, Bud. Thanks for you got a Super Bowl prediction too.
Yeah, I'm picking Kansas City. Although I see what you're doing. You're doing like the Miami San Francisco Super Bowl with Marino and Montana, and you're picking like Seattle and Denver a few years ago with the better defense. I just get a weird feeling Andy Reid's a good enough coach to do what he did against Tennessee, where he realized that you have to run the ball as well. You know, in that third quarter, they controlled the whole game in the third quarter. I think if they can turn the tables on the 49ers, they can win the game.
All right. Thank you, Bud, in Palm Desert, listening out in California. Hey, Horowitz, what we're doing tonight, this is how, like, agents start. I'm telling you. We're going to be at the Oscars, like, in 3 years. And they're going to remember on the Saturday Night Huge show on February 1st into February 2nd, again, if you're listening on East Coast or West Coast time, and we're going to have like Oscar nominations on the red carpet. I'll bring you along. We'll let McKeon come along, John Fass, and we'll all be there. This is kind of like entourage for the old guys.
Yeah, but you know what I fear? I like, we're facilitating all this, and then they're just going to forget about us. You know, like, they're going to make it big time.
We got the tape, and I'll be suing everybody's ass in court if they leave me.
I got the emails.
You want the warm fuzzies to end? Go ahead and don't give us a cut of the action. You want that? No, I've done. Have you been in a movie, Horowitz, ever? Have you ever been even an extra?
No.
I'm just asking you.
Not all of us get to live the superstar life like you. Horowitz, you ever been the voice of a video game as well?
Hold on. The way I said that was like, it's like everyone had cereal this morning for breakfast. Have you ever been in a movie? Who hasn't been in a movie?
It's unbelievable. The life you live. Like, you're so far removed now from real life.
I said that like, so, do you got $1 million in your bank account? Who doesn't have $1 million in their bank account? Oh, my Lord. No, I did the voice of that, you know, Kurt Russell movie, right? And Brian Presley was the producer. I called his high school games, football games, at Jinx, Oklahoma. And speaking of Kobe and Jinx, Oklahoma, have I ever told you the story when I called Kobe Bryant's last high school basketball game? Horowitz, have I ever shared that story on the Saturday Night Huge Show?
Not to my recollection.
All right, so it's December of 1995, and the Myrtle Beach Ball Classic in South Carolina at the Convention Center, I don't know if they still do it, was an annual high school All-American Invitational where their teams were all invited. It was over like 3-4 days at Myrtle Beach. And I was working in Tulsa, Oklahoma in December of 1995. And I was the play-by-play voice for Jinx football and Jinx basketball in Jinx, Oklahoma. Well, they had an All-American by the name of Renzi Stone, who was 6'11", went on to play at Oklahoma in the Big 12. And they were invited to this tournament. And they were a really good team when Renzi, naturally, get a guy 6'11", was in the lineup. Well, Renzi jacked his back right before they were going to leave for the tournament. So Scott Paddock, the head coach of Jinx, now a teacher in Bixby, Oklahoma, they had to go to this tournament. And they don't have their All-American, Tim Thomas, Jermaine O'Neal, Mike Bibby. It's like a who's who, Shaheen Holloway, who's from Jersey. Just unbelievable talent over the years. Kenny Anderson has played in that tournament. So here comes Jinx, Oklahoma, and without Renzi, I don't know if they had anybody over 6'1". So they upset a Lakewood, Ohio team in their opener. And the way the bracket was set up, they knew if they won in Lower Merion of Ardmore, Pennsylvania, just outside of Philly, Kobe's school, Kobe was there, they would play Kobe in the semifinals of their side. And it was like two championships going on because a lot of teams. So all of a sudden they win. And on that December night, a Saturday night at the Myrtle Beach Convention Center, it's Jinx, Oklahoma, minus their superstar All-American with a bunch of 6'1 guys, if that, taking on Kobe Bryant in Lower Merion, Pennsylvania. And Scott Paddock, that morning at the shoot-around, the team, I ride over with them because I wanted to shoot at a basket and I had a rec basketball game that Monday, you know, really important things. And Scott Paddock told the story on my statewide show last week here in Michigan that I told the team they couldn't use one half of the court because I was warming up for my rec league game. So they had to get ready on one side of the court, and Paddock walks up to me when they're leaving. He goes, you know, I just hope we score tonight in this game. Hope we score. They're playing Lower Merion, Kobe Bryant. And so we go back to the hotel, and the Eagles are playing the Lions. So I'm a Lions fan. And the Lions throw 6 interceptions. They get drilled by the Eagles. I'm swearing and yelling at the TV. I know at halftime they're down like 38-7. I have to, you know, now go to the Myrtle Beach Convention Center and get ready to do this game of Jinx Oklahoma versus Kobe Bryant's team, Lower Marion of Pennsylvania. And I come walking out of my hotel and I see Scott Paddock, the head coach, and the Jinx players all standing there looking at me. And Scott goes, "Are you okay?" And I go, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Well, we had our slider open. The team was watching video of Kobe on our, we're trying to game plan. And we heard was like 50 different swear words from you screaming and yelling at the TV." And I said, "Oh, yeah, Lions are down big at halftime." So we go to the convention center. And Matt Clark, who played at Oklahoma State, was my color commentator. Huge crowd. It's Kobe Bryant. And he's warming up, dunking. Everyone's dunking. Five guys are dunking on that team. They got the 6-1, and this looks like the biggest mismatch on earth. It does. And Scott Paddock walks up to me, and he says, "What do you think?" And this is right before the game, and we're going to go on. And I go, "You guys are going to lose by 40. I'll say that. You're not going to get shut out. I'll go 80-40. And he goes, "You know, Bill, there was something strange in the locker room. That these kids are so frightened right now that I think they heard everything I told them. And I told them, if you follow what I'm saying, we can win this game." And he said, "I think they believe it." And I go, "Well, I don't." And, you know, and folks, you can check it. You can Google it. That Kobe Bryant's last high school loss was against Jinx, Oklahoma. They fouled Kobe out late in the game, won by 13 in overtime. Kobe's team went on to win 27 straight games, won the state championship, whatever Lower Marion of Pennsylvania was in, and Jinx, Oklahoma gave Kobe his last high school loss. Still one of the top moments ever in my nearly 28 years in radio. It was flat out, there is no way. This wasn't one versus 16 seed. This was one versus 64 seed. It was an amazing night. Had a chance to meet Kobe afterwards and Jelly Bean Bryant. He was amazing then. Man, he was a man. The Jinx, Oklahoma for one night. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And the high school basketball world loved them. Thanks so much for the conversation. Thank you, Horowitz. Thank you, McKeon. 24/7, drop your tweets. At Saturday Huge on Twitter.